Hello, my love. Welcome to the Fairly Bold podcast. My name is Eugenia, but you can call me E. I am super happy that you are here. As you know, on this podcast, we discuss everything femininity, leadership, and relationship because I'm truly passionate about exploring that intersection between femininity and power. So I am really happy that you are joining me for the journey. If you are new here, welcome, 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 welcome. It truly means the world. If you are a recurring listener, welcome back. Thank you for joining me another week. First of all, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Do you smell this? 2021. 2020 is behind. I don't hate on 2020. I remember actually after in 2019, people were going crazy. People were like, this was the worst year ever. 2020, I'm here for you. I love you, 2020. You know, 2020 and IBFF, like they got matching bracelets, the whole thing with 2020. And then 2020 wasn't the best. So I think I'm coming with respect for 2021. Plus, 2020 was good for me. You know, I got some very amazing improvements in my life. But what I want to talk about today is this topic of confidence for the new year. Because yes, I've seen everywhere a lot of motivation for confidence and be confident in 2021. 2021 is your year and it's very motivational. But as we were discussing on last week's episode where we were talking about top five moments of 2020, when we talked about Taylor Swift, I briefly touched on the topic of confidence and how confidence is a trap because we can feel that we'll be confident when we reach a certain destination. So I said that I was going to expand on that. And today's topic is about that. I feel like it's completely relevant because you're starting the new year and everything starts with your mindset and how you decide to approach things. My perspective is always about choosing. Femininity is about nurturing and about caring. Femininity is about creativity. It's about intuition, but also we women have been fighting for so long to have the power to choose that everything begins with deciding to choose our mindset. If we don't choose our mindset, how are we going to make sure that the choice we make in every other area is the right choice for us? So that's what I want to talk about you today, about the trap of confidence and specifically how, if you want to achieve your goals this 2021, my recommendation is to be consistent, not confident. And I'm going to discuss why, and I really hope you like it. We're going to talk about confidence. We're going to talk about the meaning of confidence. We're going to talk about the relationship between confidence and self-esteem and why I really highly encourage you to think about consistency instead of confidence to reach any goal you might have. So the way I was able to verbalize this thought was by listening to the podcast Afford Anything. She had an episode with Seth Godin and he was talking about the practice of creating. So if you don't know, Seth Godin is a marketing expert. He's released over 19 books. His biggest book is This Is Marketing, and I highly, highly recommend it. But to me, and the value that Seth Godin brings to the world is that he's a thinker. So he explores ideas. And of course, he talks about marketing a lot because marketing has a lot to do with how humans interact and how we behave. But truly, he thinks and he explores the world and he's not afraid to really discuss his ideas, even when they end up not being true or when they end up being controversial. He is incredible. I would say that truly he's one of my role models for this podcast. I truly love the way he approaches content and ideas and teaching and strategy. I think my process in my brain works similarly to his. So that's why everything that he says or the way he processes information really makes sense to me most of the time. Of course, it's very hard to agree 100% in everything with one person. But for the most part, I truly, truly admire him and yeah, everything that he's achieved. So in his book, The Practice, which is the book he was discussing on this podcast, his main premise is that we've become so obsessed with results and with the end destination that we have forgotten about the practice. So he goes through different tips and practices I'm being very redundant, but he goes through different practices to make you fall in love again with your practice, the practice of creating, the practice of showing up, the practice of consistency. And he wasn't talking about it from a femininity perspective, but I found that concept so feminine in essence, like the energy about it is very feminine. And that's why I wanted to bring it to you. So as I have explained before, masculinity and femininity are approaches, are energies. And I'm not talking about spiritual energies, just approaches and how we approach situations. And masculine energy is very direct, goal setting, to the point, results oriented. It's an achiever, it's a go-getter. And a feminine energy is more feeling, sensitive, intuitive. It's more creative. And yes, we are always going from one to the next. We're always moving in that middle ground if we are working. And even right now, me recording this podcast, I am technically in my masculine because I am teaching. So it's not to say that we should never explore our masculine side. But it is very easy to fall in everything masculine because that's the way we are used to see power. That's the way we are used to see success. And we, even unconsciously, have come to believe that our feminine traits are never going to lead us to success, that they are a weakness, that they are a liability, that feminine traits are only if you want to stay at home. They are not good if you want to succeed and you have ambitions. So this concept of the practice, I found it to be so, so feminine. As I said, Seth is not talking in the context of femininity, but since I have this podcast, of course, a lot of the things I listen, I filter them through my lens of femininity. So I found it very interesting. And as I said, this is why I wanted to bring it to you. And before moving on, I want to invite you to stay till the end of the episode. I have a very exciting announcement about how the order of this podcast is going to be, the structure for 2021, and I don't want you to miss that. So moving on, the quote that triggered this whole episode was this by Seth Godin. Confidence is a trap. And that left me speechless. I remember I was cleaning the kitchen and I had to just pause and process that. And I went back because it was really good. And what he was explaining, and I think what really made sense to me was that as a content creator, I was always trying to find myself. I was trying to find my authentic voice. There were so many times where I wouldn't even post on Instagram because what I was saying didn't feel like myself. Like, it was helpful, but I was like, it doesn't feel authentic. I was obsessed with authenticity. So for almost a year, I didn't create any content. And in a way, I'm happy that I took a break to really understand where I wanted to take this podcast. But when you want to create, when you really, really love a practice, you shouldn't let the trap of confidence and the trap of authenticity stop you from doing it. Something, an amazing, amazing quote from Seth on this podcast was, authentic is a ridiculous concept and it's a trap. And no one wants you to be authentic. They want you to be consistent. Man, that was it. That was everything I needed. It was incredible. So while our resolutions of finding yourself, becoming more myself, expressing myself, might come from a good place and a great intention. And I know so many coaches that are really empowering their customers, their coaches to really find their authentic self. So I think it comes from a very noble perspective. It is a dangerous road. It is a dangerous road because it can become paralyzing. And then you might ask, but isn't confidence the source of all of our problems? Isn't confidence the one thing stopping women from achieving their dreams? I hate to break this to you, but it is not. Confidence, and I know that media, that's what media wants us to believe. If you only get to know yourself better, if you only are more confident, if you only express yourself more authentically, then you will be successful. So I know that that's like very popular. And even I thought that confidence was like our main roadblock. But it is not. Everyone deals with insecurity and lack of confidence in different areas, both men and women. And believe it or not, confidence is not the main predictor of success. So I went, did a little research because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just talking from my perspective. Intuitively, I was like, I don't know, Rick. But I wanted to make sure. So I went and I did a little research. And when they've studied success and being a successful person, confidence is not the top ingredient. It's not the secret sauce. It is important, but it's not the most number one important thing that you must think of if you want to be successful. Confidence is such a big topic, and I don't want to get into a philosophical debate right now necessarily, but there are many words that we associate with confidence, words as resilience, self-awareness, positivity. Those are words that we associate with confidence because those are more tangible items. But there are times where you have all these checkpoints, but you are just not feeling it. You are not feeling confident. Your energy is down, your physical energy. You look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, ooh, I don't look good today. And point in case, today I spent around 30 to 45 minutes setting this up for my YouTube video because I was like, man, I just don't like the way it looks. I wasn't feeling confident in my skills. Of course, I was going to record this episode on confidence, so I was not going to let my lack of confidence stop me from recording the episode. But yeah, I didn't want to do it. I was like, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to wait for my husband, who's a photographer, to come here and help me with the lighting and the angles because I it's hard for me to figure it out. But since I decide to be consistent, and we're going to talk more about it in a minute, since I decided to be consistent, I was like, girl, this is the time that you have to record this episode. It is what it is. You know, you'll become better with more practice. You know, go on Skillshare, learn to record your videos, whatever you need to do, but don't stop recording because that's the way you're going to stay consistent. So my confidence wasn't there. Like looking at the video, I was not feeling very confident, if you know what I mean. So when we get so attached and so dependent on confidence, we go through this cycle. So we think that confidence is just like this high energetic excitement and just feel good moment. And we go to our favorite motivational speaker, we turn on a podcast and we're like, yeah, good. I'm happy. I'm ready for the day. And when the video is over and you go back to doing what you were doing and you're like, oh, I'm not feeling it yet. You feel like you have to go back to watch another video. So it's a cycle that never ends. You might find momentary confidence and you do what you have to do. But if next time you don't find the video that's able to boost your confidence, you are just not going to do it because you are not feeling confident in the moment. You just need to keep finding the right person, the right coach, the right motivational speaker. And motivational speakers are incredible and coaches have a very important role. If it's a good coach, as everything in the world, we need to go for quality. But a good coach and a good motivational speaker has a role and I've benefited from them before. But at the end of the day, I cannot depend on them to make me feel confident when I'm not feeling it. And something we can't stop mentioning, and I wanted to discuss this with you as well, was the relationship between confidence and self-esteem. We cannot talk about confidence without mentioning self-esteem, because self-esteem and confidence, they are like first cousins, but they are not the same. Like they have some, I would say like brothers. Yeah, it's more like brother and sister, not distant cousins. They're more like brother and sister. They're very similar, but they're different. I hope that reference made sense. So according to Psychology Today, confidence is to trust oneself and one's ability to perform a certain activity. We are confident when we are sure about what we know. And self-esteem, on the other side, according to Psychology Today, is the emotional appreciation that each person has for her or himself. I'm not going to go today very deep into self-esteem because I am not a psychologist and it's not the goal of this podcast, as well as the goal of this podcast, of course, is not to ignore any mental health disorder, any mental health issue that you might be facing? Absolutely not. If you are feeling any type of mental imbalance, I want to encourage you to seek professional help and talk to a psychologist that can help you understand what you're going through. There's no shame in that. I found my perfect therapy in 2020. That's why I cannot be mad to 2020, because to me, he was very good. And she helped me a lot. She helped me so, so much. So I don't want to discard the importance of self-esteem from a clinical and psychological perspective. I am talking about the relationship that confidence has to self-esteem and how they are different and how we usually can let confidence stop us from doing things. And when I say we, it's because I'm there in the pool of inaction, swimming with you. So we are all in the same space here. But basically, there is a difference between confidence and self-esteem. Confidence is mentally driven. You know that you are able. You know that you have the capabilities. That's what confidence means. You know what you know. I'm going to give you a very basic example. A baby who's learning to walk, he might be very afraid to take his first steps because he's not very confident in that he knows, because he's never done it before. So he's afraid to let go. And the more he does, he gets more agile with that. But you're not a baby anymore. So you just stand up and walk if that's what you want to do, because you have confidence, because you've done it before. So this was a very silly example, just to illustrate the principle of confidence. The more we do something, the more confident we feel about it. Confidence increases the more evidence we have that we are able, or that we have the knowledge to perform a certain ability. Confidence is a result of what we know that we know. Self-esteem is an appreciation, an emotional appreciation of ourselves. So confidence is more mental and self-esteem is more emotional. So that's why they are different. However, to be 100% honest, and based on tons of research that I did, there's no evidence that self-esteem, even if we're going way deeper than confidence, there's no evidence that self-esteem is the indicator of success. According to author Mark Manson, and he has some similarities to Seth Godin, so I like his writing style as well. He says that self-esteem is potentially a result of success, not necessarily the cause. A little bit of what I was saying. You have evidence of your success, therefore your self-esteem and your confidence increases. Not necessarily is the cause. When all is said and done, the research on self-esteem really only strongly correlates with one thing: how good people feel in general. So self-esteem, it's about well-being and how well you feel. That's why I encourage you, if you are not feeling mentally balanced, if you're feeling that something is not okay, please go to therapy. But again, you deciding to go to therapy, to go to a professional, that is taking action. That is not waiting for your next motivational speaker to fix your confidence issue. It's you taking action of, okay, I'm not feeling it. What's happening? My motivation is so low. I need to fix this, and I'm going to take action. So I'm going to go to a therapist. And it might take, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, but you are taking action. You are moving forward. So that even going to therapy, going to a professional, that is taking action to fix that confidence issue and to get out of that confidence trap, to be honest. There's another great, great article on the New York Times. I'm going to leave it down below. It is by Lauren Slater. And she also has so much research. And I just took like a little snippet of everything she talks about and all the evidence she shows. But her article proves that, contrary to what we believe, low self-esteem doesn't cause poor performance. People with low self-esteem seem to do just as well in life as people with high self-esteem. In fact, they might do better because they often try harder. Again, I feel like I have to say it constantly. I'm not talking about having a mental imbalance and needing to go to a therapist or just to a mental health expert. I am talking about relying on confidence and self-esteem as an excuse to not move forward and to not achieve your goals and to not make good on your commitments. That's what I'm talking about. So yes, I am encouraging you to get out of the confidence trap, get out of that eternal quest for self-esteem. Something that Seth Godin mentions on his book is the importance of having a practice, of choosing a strategy that has worked. For other people, you can do your research, whatever you want, choose a strategy and stay consistent with your strategy, which is incredible because if you decide to go to therapy, that is choosing a strategy that works. And something that my therapist told me last year, I remember, she was like, you don't have to put your whole life on hold just because you are not in the place that you want to with your mental health. So yes, choose your strategy, choose a practice, stay consistent, and trust that God will lead the way and He will start showing the next step. So now that we've all let go of this quest for confidence, I want to talk about why it is way more important to be consistent than to be confident. And of course, I'm going to use Seth Godin to explain this concept. And he says, the practice is not the means to the outcome. The practice is the outcome. The practice is all we can control. Last year, 2020, I wanted to move to New York. I was really trying to move to New York. I was applying, I was networking, I was doing all the right things, but my focus was on the outcome of moving to New York. It wasn't on improving myself, gaining more skills, improving my networking skills. I wasn't paying attention to any of that. I was just focused on getting the job. So when the pandemic hit, New York became a really hot mess, and I was so thankful that that opportunity wasn't there for me of moving to New York. And I stopped and realized that I had grown so much as a professional in that time of me trying to leave to New York, to the point where I was able to take everything I learned during that very intense period and apply it to something else and to pivot and transition into the next season of my life. So, and I want to repeat it because I want you to listen to this. The practice is not a means to the outcome. We don't use the practice to reach our goal. The practice is the outcome itself. The practice is who we become while we're doing the practice. If you are a writer, your practice of writing is not just a means to your goal, to your outcome of getting published. Your practice of writing, it's the outcome itself. And that is a great means to unlocking your creative power, no matter your industry. I'm talking creativity from the perspective of writing because that's something that I love and that's what I do. But there's also creativity as an engineer, looking at problems and solutions. When you come to creativity, when you approach everything in your life from that perspective of the practice, it all becomes way, way, way more interesting. And when asked about this trap that's keeping creators and people in general stuck and trying to figure out their authentic self to present themselves in the best way possible to the world, Seth said, authentic is a ridiculous concept and it's a trap. And no one wants you to be authentic. They want you to be consistent. It's true. It's true. Like, you're going to find yourself. You are going to evolve in whatever you are doing, whatever industry. If you're doing human resources, you're going to have a style when you are fresh out of college, and you're going to have a completely different style 15 years later when you've had tons of experience, when you've realized what works and what doesn't work. And that's fine. Don't wait until you found your authentic management style to put something out there, to create, to be consistent, because what really people want to see is that you show up, that you make up to your promises, that you are there, that you are reliable. And this year, 2021, if you want to reach your goals, if you want to get to that next level of your life, of your career, of your relationships, whatever it may be, focus on the practice. And I'm going to give you a relationship example as well, because many of us are in a process of wanting to reach an outcome in our relationship. Maybe we want our boyfriend to propose. Maybe we want to get to X, Y, and Z with our partners. What's important is not the outcome. It is the person that you decide to be daily. If you are in the practice of showing love every day, of showing gratefulness for your partner every single day, that is the practice. That is the outcome. The practice is the person that you decide to be when you show up every day. The practice is not just this strategic way, very masculine way of getting to where you have to be. And there is a time and there is a place for strategy. But when we are looking at everything from a holistic perspective, from a very high level view, in the grand scheme of things, consistency is way, way, way more important than confidence. And that is something that I really want you to think about today and to really consider it and to really question yourself. Am I not doing this because I don't feel confident, or am I not doing this because it's not right for me? Once you commit to something, decide to do it every day, even if you're not feeling it. Man, if I wait till the morning to decide if I want to go work out, 90% of the time, 95, 99% of the time, I don't wake up wanting to go work out. I have to actually, I'm in the beginning stages of this, so I have to actually do this, but maybe you are more advanced than me when it comes to working out. But I have to literally the night before have a conversation with myself, like, yeah, out loud conversation in the bathroom, when I'm like, Eugenia, we are making the choice. Tomorrow, we're going to go work out first thing in the morning. And I see my brain is like, okay, if you feel like it. And then I go back like, no, don't feel like it. And in my gym, we have to make a reservation to go work out at the gym because of COVID restrictions. So I make my appointment like, hey, no, this is happening, because it is a choice. And because I know it is so much better for my mental health afterwards, like I'm doing it for health reasons. So I know that that's something that's aligned with my values, that's aligned with just the person that I want to be. I want to be this healthy person. So I'm not just going to work out because I want to lose weight, even though I wouldn't be mad if I'm being honest, but I'm going to work out because it is my practice. It is my practice because my strategy in life is to stay healthy. So my practice for that strategy is to work out 3 times a week. At this point in my life, at least 3 times a week with my Nike training app. And that's literally my all I do. If I can fit a walk or two, I'm a work in progress. But I don't let that lack of confidence in the morning, or fear of like, oh, I don't want to be tired, to stop me from doing the workout. So to close this episode, whatever your New Year's resolutions are, I want to encourage you to today, before you go to sleep, decide on at least one action item that you are committing to for the next quarter. So for the next 12 weeks, something that you are deciding to stay committed to. And for this year, I have my list. First, stay in prayer and Bible study daily. That is my practice, because my goal before was to finish my Bible, and I would never, it's a lot. Like, the Bible is a beautiful book, but sometimes it can be like a lot. So I would always find excuses, but now it's like, I want to finish it, but my practice is to read it daily. I don't see reading my Bible and just having the quiet moment as a means to an end. I just see it as my spiritual practice. Why do I want to finish the Bible? Is it to have a check mark or a gold medal? No, I want to finish it for my spiritual health. So at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, I want to have this practice daily. Something else that I want to do is continue going to therapy. That's going to be my practice at least once a month, so I can discuss every doubt or insecurity with an actual professional that can help me process this, so I don't have to do so much like self-assessment, which can be very exhausting. If you tend to do that, question yourself a lot, I highly encourage you to go to therapy, because a therapist can put your mind on the rails of really understanding what you're going through and what's triggering you. Something else that I'm going to do, and it's my commitment, is taking perfect action. And you've probably heard it before. I've heard take messy action. And it really is just about doing the things, even if they are not as you would like them to be, you would like them to do. Of course, quality is super important, but try to make the best that you can make at the point where you are. And my fourth practice is going to be okay with not feeling good all the time. And this one is a work in progress, but sometimes when I am not feeling well, or if I'm not focused or motivated, I really tend to give that thought or that emotion too much power. I'm not saying I want to ignore my emotions, not at all. That's just not gonna happen because it's not what I naturally do. Like, maybe if you're a person who never pays attention to your emotions, maybe you wanna do the reverse. But for me, I pay too much attention. I microanalyze way too much. I overthink everything. So I want, and that's my practice, that every time that I'm finding myself feeling overwhelmed because I'm not feeling in my optimal space, I want to, and that's my practice, to keep going and be gentle with myself in those moments. So it's just these little actions or practices or tweaks I want to commit to. I'm gonna print them and put them somewhere where so I can remember that's my practice. That's my practice for 2021. I'm gonna extend it for the year, but I'm sure that, you know, for the podcast, I have a practice for the quarter, and for the blog, I have a practice for the quarter, and for my consulting business, I have a practice for the quarter. I want to just love the process, love the practice. And in my experience, when I've let go of using the process as a means to an end, it's when I've gotten better results. That being said, the strategy and the announcement I wanted to make is that this year I wanted to try something a little bit different for the podcast and the blog. And it's a lot of work, as you might know. And I wanted to stay consistent, and I don't want to sacrifice quality. So I needed to find a system and a strategy that I felt like I could be consistent with, because I'm currently producing week by week. I try to batch as much as possible, but it's just a lot because my posts are very research heavy, and I do a lot of research and I do a lot of analysis. So it takes me a while, and I don't want to stop doing that just to produce content on a more consistent basis or sacrificing sleep, which I'm not gonna do. I need my 8 hours of sleep. That's like a very strong boundary for me. Sleep, to me, I needed to just stay like a normal human being. So what I have decided is that I'm gonna work in a quarterly basis. So we're gonna have 2 months, meaning 8-ish episodes of this more analytical and just deeper content. And then I'm gonna take a kind of break in that third month, which is gonna work as a month to review and analyze and review what worked, what didn't work, what episodes are you enjoying. And during that month, I'm gonna produce bite-sized episodes that are gonna be more strategy-based, more direct advice. They're not gonna be 30, 40-minute episodes. They're gonna be shorter, just a great tip that I can give you, and I'll record it and I upload it. So I'm gonna stay consistent, but it doesn't take me as much time, so I can use that month to batch content for the following quarter. So I think that that's gonna help me stay consistent with, you know, YouTube, podcast, and the blog. I don't wanna sacrifice anything. I know that all marketing experts say that you shouldn't be everywhere, like choose your main platform. And while I agree, I love all the platforms that I use, I love them, and I don't wanna sacrifice them. So what I'm gonna do is that we're gonna have 2 months of this deeper and larger format content, and then we're gonna have 1 month. It's gonna be like my off month, but it's going to be more bite-sized, strategy-based, more tips. It's going to be something that's easier for me to produce and edit and get to you, so I can stay consistent throughout the whole year. Please let me know on my Instagram. Send me a DM to at Eugenia.wu. I'm going to have, of course, my links down below, but let me know, send me a DM of what's one practice you are committing to every day. My friend Marta is committing to 20 minutes of exercise every day, whether it's stretching or something, because she wants to have a clear mind. She's a lawyer, so that really helps her a lot. So whatever your practice is, let me know. Let's create some accountability. What is one thing you are committed to, one practice you are committed to stay consistent and not depend on confidence for 2021. I love you so, so much. Thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to see you again next week.